blessing. I said, y'all keep singing that year after year. What a blessing. Aren't you glad you came today? Got a wonderful crowd today, and I want to tell you thank you on behalf of sweet Libby and me for your many expressions of love and kindness, your cards, telephone calls, gestures of appreciation and love. You have outdone yourselves in every way, and we love you, and it's a blessing to share in the Lord's work together with you here at Calvary. This morning, we're going to be looking together primarily at two passages. You see them there in your study guide, John chapter 1, a verse there. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The passage in John reminds us that we celebrate at Christmas the most marvelous event that had ever taken place to man's understanding and knowledge. I like to call it when God left home. I can't imagine all that was going on in heaven when that took place, but it was the beginning of God's pre-foreordained plan for us. It's my prayer that this week, during Christmas season, you and your family will experience the heaven's richest blessings. I pray for health. I pray for blessings. I pray for travel mercies. And I want to share with you an answer to prayer. This is not in my notes, but just bear with me for a moment. It wasn't long ago somebody asked me what was on my heart to pray about it, and I responded. About a year ago, there was an event that took place in our family that was heavy on our hearts. And you can't control everything that happens between family members. And unfortunately, something had happened. Feelings were hurt. Things were said. And it was a sad thing because for over a year, the family members that were involved didn't speak to each other. Did fellowship together and went their separate ways, grieving our hearts. But this last week, can I give you a good word? My son in Texas received a phone call saying, we're sorry. We're so sorry for the things that have happened, and we just want you to know that we love you. And they called us and told us they loved us. And they got together, and my son said, it was a wonderful time of renewal, wonderful time of restoration, a wonderful time of forgiveness, and a few tears and a lot of blessings. And God's good. God has made our family whole again after a whole year. Give the Lord a hand. Just give the Lord a hand. My goodness. You see, when God left home, He made some things possible. And in the passage before us, and the passage especially in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, that we'll be reading here in just a moment, at least a part of it, we're going to find that God gives us a commentary on Joseph and Mary. And just about the time we think we've heard all there is to hear and we've learned all there is to learn, maybe there's something else that we might discover about the parents of Jesus. And then we're going to look at, time permitting, the angels that were watching over their flock by night, when the angels came with their glorious choir and the marvelous declaration that the King of Kings has left home, has come into this earth in the form of a little bitty baby. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. I had something in my notes. I looked at it since, and I wondered if maybe I could rephrase that. I said in my notes, this was certainly the most difficult time for Joseph and Mary that they'd ever experienced. They faced difficulty. We're going to see in a moment some areas of difficulty that they faced. But I don't know if it was the most difficult time they'd ever faced or not, but it was one of them, to say the very least. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went out. Oh, it wasn't me, it's you, Wayne. Sorry. And Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary as his spouse's wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. When God left home, so many things happened. We could not possibly enumerate them all. But from these passages this morning, I'd like for us to take just a moment to think together about how God's leaving heaven and coming to this world in the form of a little bitty baby, flesh, like human flesh, how that could impact our lives. And how for Christmas, God wants all the things that we want, but so much more. You see, when God left home to leave us some truth that we can live by and face and get us through stuff in life. When God left home, he came to address man's needs and to meet man. And here are the following truths I want to share. In the difficulties of life, God left heaven to meet man in the difficulties of life. You ever had a dark day? Have had a tough time? Ever had a time you weren't sure how you were going to face the next step forward? How you were going to face the next chapter in your life? Well, I want to tell you, God's gift of his son and being born on what we now know as Christmas Day was just one way God had of saying, I've got this. And I've got a word for you and the troubles and the problems that you face, the difficulties of life. There's a note here that I put in our notes that I want to kind of correct, at least to a point. Joseph and Mary faced difficulty. And I said this is probably the most difficult time in their lives. That was a supposition. I don't know if that was true or not. But let me talk to you about the difficulties of Jesus' parents. Now, nothing changes the family more than a baby. Absolutely nothing. And I could talk to you a long time about how my life changed as God brought us a daughter and then two sons. And then God brought us wonderful children, grandchildren. But you see, as God brings family into our lives and blessings in our lives, there are also difficulties in life. Mary and Joseph never had understood, never had could have comprehended the difficulties they were going to face. For example, family difficulties that sometimes we face are the ones I just mentioned to you a while ago. Sometimes there are impossible situations in your family. Did you know there was an occasion where Joseph even considered having Mary and he go separate ways for a little while? That's when the angel came and said, your wife is with child, so the Holy Ghost, and he's going to be the Savior of the world. Now, folks, bear with me. Let's give Joseph the benefit of the doubt. I believe Joseph must have loved the Lord, or God wouldn't have come to him like he did, I don't think. I believe God wanted to use Joseph, and he was a wonderful man, capable in so many, many areas. But we don't know. We don't know the things that they had faced in their family and the difficulties that he faced. Can you imagine having a young bride and even thinking about letting her go back to her parents' house or wherever it was she was going to go, because he didn't understand God's plan of them having a child before they had come together as husband and wife. In your notes together this morning, I said because of the seemingly impossible situation they were in, God came first of all to the parents of Jesus with a word of encouragement, a word of hope, and a word of help. The difficulties of life. Some of the deepest, most spiritual people I know are people that have faced some of life's difficulties. And God sent his son into this world. God left home to face for us the difficulties that families face. If we took a moment this morning, went up and down the aisle and up and down these rows and gave you an opportunity to share your experience in your family, maybe there's been days of heartaches. Maybe there have been days of difficulty. I've got good news for you. God left heaven to come to this world to impact our families and our homes and let us know God is with man. And glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to man. Christmas is more than about unwrapping gifts. And you do that and enjoy it. It's more about the Christmas tree, more than just about the Christmas tree and the lights. It's more than about family and friends and all those things that we do at Christmas. But it's mostly about God leaving home to let us know He cares about our families. He cares about our finances. Now, there's nothing is said about that in this place. They were coming to Bethlehem. What was their purpose for coming to Bethlehem? To pay their taxes. Don't you love that time of year when it comes time to pay taxes? And I remember when Libby and I first got married, we were poor and didn't know it. We lived in an 8x40 mobile home. It was a beautiful mobile home. You could turn around in it. That's about all you could do in it. And I remember working in the grocery store and being full-time at Winn-Dixie grocery stores and bringing home. Now, you young people are going to think I'm making this up. I'm not preaching now. I'm telling the truth. Some of you will get that after a while. I brought home $54 a week. $54 a week. But you know what I learned? The same God who saved me is a God who will provide all of my needs according to His riches and glory. God left heaven to say to man, don't worry about the things you don't understand. Don't worry about the finances. I'll take care of it. I'll provide all of your needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God left home to address our problems. God left home to address our finances. God left home to deal with and address our frustration, our uncertainty, our anxiousness, our worrying. You ever had those times when you just couldn't see the hand of God yet? You believe God's going to show up. You believe God's going to show out. But you're wondering where He is and why is He so slow. I suspect along that road to Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph had some long talks about the message they'd received from the angel. About what does this mean? We're going to have a child. He's going to be born of the Holy Spirit. Well, what it means is God has left home to let you know God's got a plan for your life. You ever wonder what God's thoughts were regarding you? Well, I want to tell you, God's got a plan for your life. God left heaven to let us know that there are no insignificant people in the eyes of God. And God's got a plan for every single life, including yours. When God left home, He came home, left heaven, He came to address the difficulties of life, family, finances, and the frustrations of life. But also, and I appreciate Bobby. Bobby, where'd you go? There you are, on the back row. On Wednesday night, he does such a good job with his devotional. Did a good devotional, I believe it was last Wednesday night, on Christmas and the different characters in Christmas. And I'm thankful that there are no insignificant people in the narration of the story of the shepherds. In fact, this story is incredibly amazing to me. God left heaven to address the dynamics of life. They are, for example, the routine of life. God met them where they were. No one was more surprised than they were, the shepherds, that is. This is totally unexpected when the angels came and said, I want you to go to Bethlehem, for there is going to be a baby. And God's got a word for you, for this child. You will see the one who is proclaimed to be the Savior of the world. The shepherds discovered when God left home the good news that God comes in the midst of the routine of life. There are few jobs, few careers, few ways to make a living that were more basic and fundamental than the shepherds. And if somebody said to the shepherds one day, if they had, hypothetically, God's going to use you to bring the greatest message that's ever been delivered to a man and a woman, a young man and a young lady in Bethlehem, and the world will never be the same because of the message that you deliver today. How could they have possibly known that? There was the same country shepherds abiding in the field by night, keeping watch over their flocks. I believe Jesus came and left home to speak to man's not only the routine of life, but speak to the religion, to the man regarding the religion of life. Now listen carefully, to the religion of life. We don't know anything about the shepherd's background. We don't know where they worshiped. We don't know anything about that. But I have an idea they had some measure of faith, or I'm doubtful God would have used them in the wonderful way that he did. Even though we did not know it, the truth is, their faith, whatever, however deep it was, however wide it was, however majestic it was never quite the same after they went to Bethlehem and experienced the birth of the Christ child. Their faith was a living faith. Their story was a living story. And they, everywhere they went, they shared that God had come to them in the routine of life. You ever wonder what God's up to? What's he up to with your children? What's he up to in your life? What's he up to in your walk with the Lord? Well, the truth is, God's got a plan. That plan is good, and God's plan is blessed. And God has a word for the dynamics of life, not only the routine of life and the religion of life. By the way, something I was reading in the commentary, and he made an interesting thought that captured my attention. He said there seems to be possibly something missing in the shepherd's life that they discovered when they went to Bethlehem and saw Jesus, Mary, and Martha. If you were to evaluate your life and your walk with the Lord, how are you doing? Well, I pray that you're discovering that every day with Jesus, like the songwriter said, is sweeter than the day before. Every day I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me. He's the one I'm living for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I hope your faith is more than just a routine. Well, there's nothing wrong with routine. I hope your faith is more than just a set of beliefs, though thank God for our values and our beliefs. The shepherds discovered God comes to speak to you in the routine of life, to man in the routine of life, and their faith was a dynamic relationship, a personal relationship, a growing relationship, and they were never the same after that day on the hillside when the angels came and spoke to them. And the shepherds realized when God left home, he came to address the responsibilities of life. Being a shepherd's a hard work. They were busy making a living, getting by. A lot of folks are just kind of getting along, but the shepherds discovered God can use anybody in doing whatever they do for his honor and for his glory. God left heaven to come to this world and speak to man through the declarations of life. Listen carefully to Luke 2:9-14. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." God left heaven and came to this world to bring what the world desperately needed. First of all, to bring hope. Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy. You don't have to wring your hands. You don't have to fret about the future. You rest in the sovereign, perfect will of God. Hope is an amazing thing. And the loss of hope is a sad thing. And if you as a child of God, and me as a child of God, one of the things we can be sure of is we'll never be without hope because of the Lord Jesus. He saved us. He's provided for us. He walks with us through life. He'll get us through the storms of life. He has come to communicate hope to a discouraged world. I bring you good tidings of great joy. And to remind people, God has come to give a personal relationship with Christ. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior. This child was born for you, dear shepherds, and for me and you, ladies and gentlemen. And God came to bring forgiveness. For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I think about when God left home, and I'm absolutely amazed. You hear the story all the time. There's always something fresh, something new that the Bible reveals. Angels, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go into Bethlehem and see this thing which shall come to pass." And they came and they found baby, the mother and dad, and the babe in a manger. I like this last sentence. "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as the Lord had said, as it had been told unto them." Joseph and Mary trusted God. The shepherds rushed to meet him. Just this thought. The innkeeper didn't have time for them, didn't have a space for them. Now let me say a word about the innkeeper for just a moment. We don't know anything about who he was. And I try, Lord, help me not to be too rough on the innkeeper, because he ran out of room. He may not have had any idea. Obviously he didn't, who he was dealing with. But don't allow this season of acknowledging the birth of Christ to overshadow what it really means. It's a time of realizing we serve a great God. Herod refused to believe and perished. I made a note here under the conclusion of the outline that you have before you. Not only has God left home, he's laid a baby at your door. And life won't ever be the same because of that sweet baby. God left his home to live in our hearts. What have you done with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? After the gifts, after the family, after the friends, after all the wonderful time the holidays bring, take time to rejoice. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. We know that he is living. He leads us all the way. Jesus saves and keeps me. He's the one I'm longing and living for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Would you bow with me, please?